It was Eumenes' successor and brother, Attalus I, who brought Pergamon into the public spotlight through successfully defeating an invasion of Gauls. So let me explain a bit about how these Gauls got to Anatolia. These, of course, were nomads who had originated in the Upper Danube region, somewhere around, I suppose, Hungary today, and had gradually made their way south. In 380 BC, they had sacked Rome, and a century later, they had looted the sanctuary of Apollo at Delphi in Greece. Eventually, they made their way into Anatolia, and for about 50 years, they spent their time raiding cities and settlements throughout the region. There seemed to be no defense against them. They were fierce warriors, and leaders such as Eumenes I of Pergamon resorted to paying the Gauls not to attack. So he was able to protect his city not through military means, but by bribing them for leaving his city alone. Attalus I, the younger brother of Eumenes, and new king of Pergamon, wanted to put a stop to this shameful practice. And in the year 229 BC, he successfully defeated a combined attack of three Gallic tribes. Now, his success had resounding repercussions. The people of Anatolia were very grateful to him. He had defeated this constant threat, and the Gauls, although they weren't all killed off, they were sent eastward into a remote area of central Anatolia, and so for a time, their threat was gone. Now, Attalus, as a result of this victory, took the title of king, and he in fact was able to add more area to the kingdom of Pergamon so that it controlled much of the region around the city and the coast. But more importantly, he publicly regarded the Pergamene victory over the Gauls as comparable to the Athenian victory over the Persians in 480 BC. Now, we talked about this, how in 480 BC, a combined army of Persians and the people they controlled had attacked Greece and had ultimately been defeated at Salamis and then at Plataea. And the Athenians in that time had considered themselves the great protector of Greek culture against the barbarian invasions, the barbarian Persians. Well, here it is, some 250 years later, and Attalus I was claiming the same sort of victory over the Gauls. Again, these were foreign invaders who wanted to attack a city, and he was able to defend the city against them. And so he saw his victory as, once again, a protection of Greek culture against barbarian attack. And he emphasized this comparison with Athens by erecting victory monuments, both in the sanctuary of Athena at Pergamon, as well as the sanctuary of Athena on the Acropolis at Athens. He also set up victory monuments at other important religious centers in the Greek world, at Delphi and at Delos. All of these monuments took the same general form. They depicted images of wounded and dying Gauls. Unfortunately, none of the original statues exist today, but they were so admired in antiquity that they were copied by the Romans. So what we have today are images that are kind of vignettes from these victory monuments that depict individual Gauls copied by the Romans. Now, what's interesting is that the emphasis of these victory monuments were the Gauls themselves. From what we can tell, the Pergamene victors, the Pergamene soldiers, do not seem to have been shown at all in these monuments. So the focus is on the defeated enemy. That alone isn't so surprising. But what is surprising is the way these Gauls were shown.